I've been told this once or twice in my life that I am a tease.
Really?
Huh. So I've been saying this. This is the art of the tease in radio. This is how we hook you. And we hook you with some list. It's not officially list season, but we are kind of in that spot of spring football where we get the FCS quenching of our thirst for any kind of football. You're already probably doing NFL draft prep. We got every quarterback under the sun is trying to figure out where he wants to go instead of his own place and why. If someone signs a contract, why don't you stick to a contract? And we hold people to a contract. But Bill Connolly has really, really, you know, he's pulled on the heartstrings from ESPN. He ranked over the 2000s the top 60 quarterbacks in college football. Some had nice 3-4 year careers. Others on this list had a great single season. We'll tell you that number 60 is Kevin Kolb from Houston. That was Art Briles' quarterback. He had, Houston was a 10-win team when Art Briles was there. But let's fast forward all the way to the top five. He has number five on the list, Joe Burrow. Decent first season for Joe Burrow, and then you remember what happened in his Heisman Trophy year. It is next to Cam Newton's season at Auburn in 2010. It is single season greatest season by a quarterback at that level. Tim Tebow is number four. Surprising. I think I would put Tim Tebow ahead of number three, Vince Young. Cam Newton, with that singular season of 2010, is number two. He has Baker Mayfield as number one. Mayfield, in his career at Texas Tech, where he, in his debut, threw for 413 yards and then went to OU and did what he did at OU by winning the Heisman and almost getting Oklahoma to the national title game if they would not have had the second half meltdown against Georgia at the Rose Bowl. But Bill Connolly has Baker Mayfield number one. So I said, let's go back and look at the quarterbacks in 2000s at Nebraska. Now, I believe that a key part of a quarterback, whether it be at high school, college, or the NFL, you got yourself a good quarterback. If you can answer this question, does your quarterback make you believe you can win? Does your quarterback make you believe that you can win, regardless of the circumstances? If you can say yes to that, you are cooking with peanut oil. All right, there is no hesitation. The two guys that just played in the Super Bowl, nod your head yes. If I'm playing with the Bucks last year, Jameis Winston does not make me believe that we can win. Tom Brady makes me believe that we can win. Patrick Mahomes makes me believe that we can win. Aaron Rodgers makes me believe that we can win. Josh Allen, probably not there yet, but he made greater strides in this past year. Those were the final four quarterbacks in the NFL. Think about this as applied to Nebraska quarterbacks, some of the great Nebraska quarterbacks. You don't even hesitate. Turner Gill, Steve Taylor, Tommy Frazier, Eric Crouch. Do they make you believe they can win? I mean, Crouch is even more if you look at what was around him. If Eric Crouch couldn't make you believe, if you were on that team, that you could win, you're not winning 9 football games. But because Eric Crouch was Superman on a team that did not have a lot of fellow superheroes, he made guys believe they could win, thus they were better. So I kind of apply that when I look at quarterbacks of one of the many things. So here's the list. I put Eric Crouch number one. Bill Connolly, by the way, on his list has Crouch at 42. You look at all of his career, and then you maybe just look at his Heisman Trophy season. But I have Crouch as number one. Do you want me, George, to go from the back to the front or from the front to the back?
Go from the back to the front.
I could have been talking about a mullet.
Yeah.
You know.
Go from the back to the front.
Business in the front, party in the back.
Absolutely.
Okay, what did you say?
Back
you
to
like
front.
You like the back to the front, or yeah. You like the front to the back?
Back to the front.
Okay. This would be the point of social media you would block Fremont Fred.
Yep.
This is open for discussion. You can sway my opinion. I would like your opinion as well after I release these. Andrew Bunch, number 17. Riker Fife, number 16. Cody Green, number 15. Noah Vedral, number 14. Joe Daly, number 13. Luke McCaffrey, number 12. Zach Lee, number 11. Ron Kellogg, essentially off one play, number 10. Sam Keller, number 9. Sure, that'll create a little controversy. Tanner Lee, number 8. Jamal Lord, number 7. Tommy Armstrong, number 6. Adrian Martinez, number 5. Joe Gans, number 4. Taylor Martinez, number 3. And number 2, Zach Taylor. I'm very confident in my top 3. I think we're going to have a lot of agreement on the top 3. Crouch, Zach Taylor, Taylor Martinez. The 17 starters of 2000 ranked accordingly. I know where there'll be a couple of debates there. I'm sure Sam Keller at number 9 will be a little bit of a debate. Am I wrong? Am I right? And remember, I put a little asterisk next to Ron Kellogg. You have one of the more memorable plays in Nebraska football history. You get a bump. That's why Ron Kellogg is number 10 of the 17 that have started in the 2000s. 12:36, rolling through a Friday edition of the Gary Sharp Show. Again, that's how you look at quarterbacks. You could apply them to all 17 here. Do they make you believe they can win? Eric Crouch, yes. Zach Taylor? Zach Taylor he was on some good teams and probably Zach Taylor is one of those quarterbacks that at the time you thought, man, he's really good. And then his career gets a little bit better after he leaves. Zach Taylor made guys believe they could win. Taylor Martinez, at the height of Taylor Martinez, he could make guys believe that he could win. Apply that to these guys, and that'll help you with your rankings. We're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.